45. Into the Underbelly. Modo looked from the pressure gauge to the blackness beyond the glass. He couldn't see more than a few inches out the viewports of the Actinio. According to the needle on the pressure gauge, they were slowly rising, the angle of the ship growing sharper and sharper, until Modo felt as though they were travelling straight up. The Actinio shook violently. The buoyancy was pulling her toward the surface, and the screw propeller was at full speed. How many knots? He had never travelled this fast before. Monturiel's voice sounded clearly through the speaking tube. Modo, in a moment I will command you to turn on the hydrogen light. It will illuminate a wide area. If my guess is right, the Wyvern will be circling above where they last spotted us. You will guide us toward the hull. Aim for the center aft of the ship so that we may disrupt its engines as much as possible. Icaria's mace will do the rest. Do you understand?
Yes, Captain.
Please, Navigator, turn on the light now. He reached up and pushed the switch. The light burst into life, filling the ocean as fish darted out of the ship's way.
I don't see anything, he said at first.
Then he spotted a large hull, glittering with bronze rivets. I have sighted the Wyvern, Captain. She's at a 45-degree angle to starboard.
Good. Keep calling out, Navigator.
35 degrees, he said after a few moments.
25 degrees.
The hull was growing larger, and only now did Actinio's actual speed come home to him.
15 degrees.
At this rate, they would plough right through the ship.
5 degrees. We're now in line.
Thank you, Modo. I have her in my sights, Captain Monturiel said. The Actinio picked up speed as it approached the surface.
What am I doing here? Modo wondered.
I'm at the front end of an exploding spear. He stared at the massive metal ram that had skewered so many ships without even bending. But how would it penetrate something with such a thick hull? The bottom of the Wyvern filled his vision. The sailors and soldiers above them could probably see the light coming from below their ship, but there would be no time for them to escape. Nothing could stop the impact now.
May I say, Captain Monturiel announced through the speaking tube, that it has been a pleasure working alongside all of you. What you do today for Icaria shall always be remembered.
She was saying goodbye. Modo shut the valve to the speaking tube as the Actinio struck the Wyvern.